A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today, I'm going to talk about these Epstein files that keep creeping up and are now dominating the news cycle, and how 47 thinks that we are so stupid that by releasing the MLK files, 200 and something thousand pages, which he knows media people will read. Now, y'all say a whole lot of bad stuff about media folks, and a lot of it is true. We are highly problematic. I implicate myself because I am a member of the media. But one of the things that I love about us is that we do read. So I said, that is some good strategy, 47, releasing 200 and something thousand pages about MLK to get people off your ass. However, it's not going to work because many people in the media already had access to a lot of private information about Dr. King. So, and there've been so many books and it ain't new at all. It's not new. So we're going to keep digging into the Epstein stuff, which they should have been doing a long time ago, right? So now you see the headlines. It's like, ooh, Stephen Miller's tapes with Epstein. Oh, there's this big notebook and they wrote this, you know, homage to Epstein for thanking him for all of the perverted things he let them do to these children. You know, and it's also interesting that Epstein's brother is coming out and saying that he does not think that his brother committed suicide. He does think it was murder. He was murdered. Also, the young lady who was at the center of one of the lawsuits allegedly committed suicide, but she had always said that if she committed suicide, or they said she committed suicide, it was not true, that she would never do that, and that somebody brought her to harm. And that was recent. That's a recent story. But at any rate, if we deal with what's really in place and what's in front of us and the facts around this, it's really sad that we had all of this information all those years ago and still voted for 45 and then 47. So I think it's interesting that Republicans are scrambling to find a hill to die on, and they're going to let it be this so that they can break with Trump, who is killing them in the ratings, right? Because they're not going to get reelected in November, particularly those in Congress. They're not going to get reelected in November in the midterms, based on all polls, including the Republican polls, right? And so all of a sudden, they are concerned about his relationship with Epstein, this letter. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, you know, published a letter that he wrote to Epstein for his birthday, which was filled with lots of innuendo. And he's now suing for $10 billion. Okay. I mean, it's Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch has more money than God. He can find it. Just like you can find it, 47, he can find it too. So sue as you must. But Rupert Murdoch, he's one of you, so he probably won't be folding anytime soon. But if you got billions to spare, go for it. But you can even see, you know, with the coverage and how it's shifting, and even the outlets and the people who are, you know, Trump supporters are now coming out saying, we want to see these files. We want his name cleared, or we want to see what his role is. And if he did something, he should be held accountable. So all of this to say, I call it buyer's remorse. You can just say, I made a mistake. That works too. You can just say, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have voted for him. Maybe I should have spent more money trying to find an alternative candidate, right? Or someone who really does represent the values that the Republican Party pretends to represent, and will actually care about people to not devastate all aspects of their lives in so many different ways. You could say that. You could say that, oh my gosh, I didn't know he was coming after my constituents. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I didn't realize that he was really going to defund and abolish the Department of Education such that now my state has to cover all the costs of education and we can't afford it. I mean, it's okay. You can be truthful. You can even say, I'm a white supremacist. However, I'm in public office And I want my white supremacist constituents to continue to vote for me. But if they don't have a roof over their head, that's not going to happen. If they can't access. Yes, as I said, famous people who are Trump supporters are now, you know, backpedaling. Because they're like, oh my God, I didn't know this was going to happen. I don't know why, because I read Project 2025. See, if you read 1619, Project 1619 and Project 2025, you can get a lot of good information in between both of those. You can understand Black people, you know, eventually, if y'all ever care to learn something about us. and you can understand white supremacists. And if you read Hillbilly Elegy, you can understand why J.D. Vance is the biggest hypocrite walking the face of the earth. He's worse than Donald Trump in many ways. Because he had all of us fooled that he like had some critical thinking skills and he understood, you know, what happened and the economics surrounding his childhood and all the things. And he is completely sold out, as has his partner, his life partner, who used to be a Democratic strategist for power and money. And access to all those things that he critiques so lovingly in his book, Hillbilly Elegy, which sits on my bookshelf, which I will be donating soon. So the point I'm making is, what you need to know is you already knew what you needed to know. You just didn't want to, you didn't care because you didn't think that this fool was coming for you. 47 and his minions are coming for everybody but themselves. And if you fall out of favor, they're coming for you as well. Ask all his people. His former attorney went to jail. Somehow Donald Trump stayed out of jail. Everybody who was around him in that first administration charged. you know, and then the fact that he even put a woman who's convicted, who's in the middle of a child sexual abuse case, that was paused. I mean, I'm learning so much about the justice system. I'm a child of attorneys. I never knew you could pause a case. Never. My sister's an attorney. I never knew you could pause. My best friends are attorneys. I have never heard of that. Now, these are all Black people. So maybe it just doesn't happen in our justice system, but I never heard you could pause a case, a child sexual abuse case, so that you could go be the head of the Department of Education where you work on the behalf of children. Y'all knew all that you needed to know, and you still voted for 47. And there were other candidates, and I keep saying this, there are other Republicans who would be okay in office that even Democrats would consider, especially conservative Democrats. But y'all are so far out of range and out of pocket that you will let anything go, including this man who was implicated, and he's like already accused and convicted of sexual abuse, sexual battery. You've heard his own words. And still you were like, mm-mm, can't vote for the Black lady. All right. So we know white supremacy and racism are hell of a drug. You know, white supremacy is hell of a drug. And America has got to get over this cancer that is pervasive in our society so that we can make better decisions. But what you need to know is, believe what you see and vote accordingly. And stop thinking that you're going to always victimize one group and be the winner. You cannot oppress other people and thrive. That's why America is, I mean, quickly becoming a developing nation. It really is. That's how we're functioning. You cannot harm your own, right? You cannot turn your back on people that you have to live next door to. Like, it just doesn't work. I mean, just look at your household. You don't have to have a degree for this. Look at your neighborhood. That person who could not afford to keep up the house because they couldn't afford to paint it, they couldn't afford to cut the grass, it brought down everybody's value. What did we do in our neighborhood? We got our money together and took care of it for them because they were in crisis. They needed help. That's what you're supposed to do. Because when you turn your back, it affects everybody. It's not rocket science. It's just life science. All right. So what I need you to know is to do better. Stop trying to find a reason to not support Trump or to get him out of office. You know, oh, look at his cankles. He's going to die. We need somebody. Listen, you knew all this. We knew he was in bad health. He eats McDonald's. He told you that. The guy who did the documentary on eating McDonald's every day, who was a vegan, is dead. Okay? I don't know if McDonald's did it, but we learned from that documentary, if you eat fast food every day, you're going to die. Like, and painfully. You're going to die. It's terrible for you. All right, so stop looking for reasons. Stop looking for excuses. Excuses are tools of incompetence, building bridges to nowhere. And those who make uses of those excuses are masters of nothing. Do better, people. All right, so tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, the award-winning podcast. And to me, where I will be waxing poetic about what you need to know. All right, so stay focused. Stay informed and stay tuned.
A Black Executive Perspective.